请大家翻开圣经诗篇一百零三篇。
Please turn to Psalms chapter 103.
这是大卫的感谢的祷告。
Psalm chapter 103 is the prayer of thanksgiving by David.
他从心里面发出歌颂神的声音。
And he uttered the voice of praise from the bottom of his heart.
他说：“我的神啊，你要我的心啊，你要称颂主。”凡在我里面的也要称颂他的名。
In Psalm chapter 103, verse 1, praise the Lord, O my soul. O my inmost being, praise the holy name.
我的心啊，你要称颂主，不可忘记他一切的恩惠。
In verse 2, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你一切的疾病。
Verse 3, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases.
他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
In verse 4, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion.
他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以至于你如因返老还童。
In verse 5, who satisfies your desires with good things,and that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
主施行公义，为一切受屈的人伸冤。
Verse 6, the Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed.
他使摩西知道他的法则，叫以色列人晓得他的作为。
Verse 7, he made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel.
主有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。
Verse 8, the Lord is compassionate and gracious,slow to anger, abounding in love.
他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。
Verse 9, he will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
Verse 10, he does not treat us as our sin deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities.
天离地何等的高，他的慈爱像敬畏他的人也是何等的大。
Verse 11, for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him.
一个人得到神很多的恩典。
That once a person receives so much grace from God,
他会从心里面发出感谢的声音。
From the depth of their heart, they will voice,the sound of praise.
他说出来就会造就人，会荣耀神。
And everything that they share will be beneficial to everyone.
我们今天请到三位姐妹来见证。
Today we have three sisters, here to testify.
一个是圣何塞教会的金叶姐妹。
And the first one is a sister 金叶 from the San Jose Church.
还有第二位是 Elizabeth 教会的王林珍姐妹。
And the second one is a sister Lin Chen Huang from Elizabeth.
第三位是迈阿密 Fellowship 团契的何丽云姐妹。
And the third person is Sister Caroline Ho from Miami Fellowship.
我们希望他们来见证，一个人是25分。
And each person, please keeping in the time constraint of 25 minutes.
在23分的时候呢，有一位姐妹会按铃。
And at the 23rd minute, we will ring the bell.
我希望他们出来的时候就一直一个一个接出来，不必再等。
And please, once the previous person finishes, just come up to the stage.
出来的时候先奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
And make sure that you begin the testimony in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
请大家默祷。
Pray silently.
奉主耶稣基督圣名做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
我来参加 NATS 到第二天祷告会下午的祷告会的时候
during the second day of afternoon prayer session in this year's NATS
在白天的时候有听到传道人说不见证就是罪
and on that date in the morning I have heard one pastor say that if you have God's grace and you do not testify it's a sin against God
第一天祷告的时候好像对原来世俗的事情没有办法放下心一直好像有一个偶像在那里
And I still remember the first day I got here it felt like I cannot be separate from all the worldly matters that there is this idol in my heart
第二天祷告会这个时候
So the second day in the afternoon prayer
我想到说不见证就是罪，然后又感觉到说神给我的恩典是满满的。
That I thought about what pastor said, that if you do not testify, it's a sin against God. And then I remember old abundant grace that God showered upon me.
泪水一直出来，没有办法阻挡。
And in my prayer, I cannot but crying.
那我想说，这么多人都有恩典，那我是要不要做见证？
And I ask myself, so many people receive grace from God. Should I take this opportunity to testify?
在泪水在流的时候，我也是感觉到我非常的渺小。
While I was shedding tears in my prayer, I feel how minute I am.
然后这个祷告的时候，就是把神的，就感觉到说神的恩典跟我的儿子去世的那个儿子呢，就连在一起。
And during my prayer, I can feel that God's grace is so abundant, and it is connected to my son who had passed away earlier.
在隔一天的祷告，有一次的祷告里面也是一样的感觉。
And the third day, during one of the prayer, I feel the same connection again.
我本来是不想要报名，因为我想很多人让别人报。
And at first, I did not want to take this opportunity away from other people.
但是我想如果不报名的话，我再下去不知道这几天要怎么样子过。
But I feel if I do not register and apply to bear testimony, I don't know how to continue my seminars in here.
我报名以后，我心里在想我要讲些什么东西。
And after I applied, I asked myself, what am I going to share with everyone?
甚至后来的几天有好几次也是一样的感动。
That in the later days, I have the same movement from the Holy Spirit.
我今天还问神，我说为什么感恩跟我儿子的离世有关连在一起。
And even today in my prayer I still ask God how is the a thankful heart related to my son's pass away.
后来神给我的一个答案就是说，在祷告的时候进到灵界里面去，我感觉到说我跟神跟我儿子好像感觉上是灵里面在一起。
And during my prayer, when I enter into the spiritual sanctuary in my prayer, I feel that I feel that I am connect with God and with my son who has passed away.
从很久几年前，我每一次祷告的时候，我就是感谢，我就是第一件事情，我先求神赦免，求灵敏，因为我觉得我要得到心灵的平安，用这个方式祷告是才能够解决我心灵的平安。
And in the past years, every time when I kneel down and pray, I first ask for God's forgiveness because this is the only way that I can receive peace in my mind.
虽然是我们在真耶稣教会的洗礼是已经赦罪而且得救，但是呢我们仍是肉体，我还是时常在求神拯救。
Although after the baptism in True Jesus Church, our sin has been washed away, but since we have this physical body, so continuously I pray to God and ask God to save me.
在第一次祷告感动的时候，我想到我自从以前拜拜一直到信耶稣一直到现在很多很多的恩典。
And during my first prayer that I was moved by the Holy Spirit, it brought back the memories in the past, how I used to worship idols until I come to believe in Jesus, and all the blessing and grace I received until today.
我是在一个拜拜的家庭里面长大。
I grew up in an idol-worshipping family.
有一天在寻求神的时候，甚至还是去一个叫轩辕皇帝的庙，拿了一个轩辕皇帝的像的镜框拿回家拜。
And I still remember at that time, as I was seeking for God, I still went to a Buddha temple trying to seek for some amulet so that I can bring home to worship.
这个轩辕皇帝的庙他说他可以治病。
And this temple that I went to, they were known for healing disease.
但是给他治了几次没有觉得有效果。
But at that time, after a few visits, I didn't see any effect to my health.
有一位同事他是真耶稣教会的信徒。
And one of my co-workers happened to be the member of True Jesus Church.
因为这样子我就去查考。
And because of this, I start my true seeking in TJC.
在信主之前曾经有一次 父母亲他们请了一尊佛还有鸡童到家里来。
And I still remember before I believe in Jesus Christ, my parents once said they have brought an idol and also some spirits back home.
而且我小时候一有病的话，我妈爸爸他们就带我去看一个伯伯，他专门是画符，然后我喝了很多的符水。
And I still remember when I was young, every time when if I was sick, my parents will bring me to an uncle who will use casting spells and draw, and they will draw amulets and burn it to ashes for me to drink.
因为信主以前我有过敏性鼻炎、气喘、胃病。
And because, before I believe in Jesus, I have asthma and I have that I have asthma and ulcers, and because of that, my parents they have hired some spirits to my house.
我也经历到看到这个魔鬼怎么样子利用一个人来讲一些事情。
And I also experienced how Satan possess on the individuals and spoke certain things.
我也看到他怎么样子来欺骗人，来迷惑人。
And I also found out how Satan deceived the world.
后来我经过一年多的查考，清楚了这个道理。
And after I come and after I saw my truth seeking in TJC for over 1 year.
我就求到圣灵，然后受洗。
And after I received the Holy Spirit, I was baptized.
在慕道期间就开始为着这些病祷告，结果蒙神医治。
And during my true seeking, I started to pray for all my illness, and God had killed them all.
信主以后一直都是很有心去追求。
And after I believe in Jesus, I do have the zeal to study His words.
在受洗那天在海边的时候，要下去洗礼之前，有一个意念，就说，哎，为什么我来到这里？我们家里的人都是拜拜的。
And during my baptism, at the baptismal site, there was a thought that entered into my mind and asked me, why am I here? That my entire family they worship Buddha.
但是圣灵又告诉我说，我已经查考清楚，我是来要洗礼的。
But at the same time, the Holy Spirit in my mind also told me that I have spent all this time to find out the truth. I'm here to receive baptism.
我就这样子就战胜了。
And I was able to overcome.
我现在要讲这个，我有两个孩子，这个是老二，他在14岁的时候去世。
And now I would like to share with you the story about my second son who passed away at age of 14.
我在怀孕他的时候，那个时候算是灵性比较低落的时候。
And when I was conceived of him, at that time is the time that my spirituality was relatively weaker.
那个时候已经停止去做访问的工作。
That I at that time I stopped to help out visitation work.
因为有一些的操练，所以呢就暂时停止。
And because of due to some spiritual training at that time, I no longer serve in the visitation.
但是我这个老二出生以后，第五个礼拜发现心脏有孔。
And after the birth of my second son, at the fifth week, they found out there are holes in his heart.
那个时候我想说，我信主怎么信到这个样子？
Then I asked myself, I have been a believer of Jesus Christ, why is this happening to me?
后来有一个姐妹跟我分享说，一个人生病有几个原因，一个是神的名要得到荣耀。
And after that, one of the sisters shared with me and told me that there are a few reasons for someone to be sick. The first reason is so that God's name can be glorified.
一个是罪，一个是要神要雕塑我们的灵性。
Second might be caused by sin. The third is to cultivate our spirituality.
他在四岁的时候，心脏开刀，一切都很顺利。
At age of 4, my son had a cardiovascular surgeries, and everything went smoothly.
他小小一满月的时候，我们就带他去教会，所有的聚会，家庭聚会。
And after the first month of his birth, we start taking him to all the church service and all the family service.
在家里也是常常全家在一起祷告。
And at home, we often prayed with the whole family.
他开刀之前的时候，我就鼓励他祷告靠神。
And before his surgery, I encouraged him to pray and rely on God.
后来他也都没有害怕。
And he went through the surgery without any fear.
开完刀以后，一直到十二三岁的时候。
After the surgery, until the age of 12 or 13.
有一次在学生灵恩会的时候，冬天学生灵恩会的时候，他的大腿青肿。
And once during the winter spiritual convocation, we find bruises on his thigh.
他是说他有跟小朋友在玩，但是他也帮教会搬了桌椅。
And he said that's probably caused because he was playing with other kids or because he was helping to carry some tables for the church.
半夜打电话回家说他很痛。
And at midnight, he called home and told me that it's extremely painful.
带他去给一个中医看，但是也没有太大的帮助。
And we took him to Chinese physicians. It didn't help much.
那个时候好像他有跟一个传道说是不是我有什么罪？
And I still remember at that time he asked some pastors if that's caused by his sin.
到隔一年，差不多一年以后，有一天是我们要离开 New Jersey 的时候。
The next year, it was about the time when we moved away from New Jersey.
那是一个 Memorial Day.
And that happens in the Memorial Day.
差不多有百人左右的人在我们家聚会。
And at that time, we held a service in my house for about 100 people.
因为他很喜欢跟孩子跑啊，然后整天运动，少喝水。
And he likes to run around with other kids and play with them. He didn't drink much water.
等到大家都走了以后，他的腿就抽痛。
And after everyone left my house, he was in excruciating pain with his thigh.
差一点要进医院。
But we almost sent him to the emergency room.
我们六月底搬家到 San Jose 教会。
At the end of June, we moved to San Jose.
在七月十号左右那个时候，他有一次肚子很痛。
And on July 10th, once he felt extreme pain in his stomach.
然后就紧急送医院去。
And because of that, we have to rush him into the emergency.
医院他们查出来有内出血，但是不知道血哪里来的。
And the hospital found out that he had internal bleeding, but they could not locate the source.
第三天就出院。
And the third day, he was discharged from the hospital.
我还告诉他说，查不出来，我们要感谢神。
And I remember I told him that we cannot locate the source, we should give thanks to God.
然后八月份，这是他很期望的去参加 New Jersey 学生联欢会。
In August, it was his long-waiting the student spiritual convocation in New Jersey.
他去参加联欢会，非常高兴。
He was filled with joy to attend the student spiritual convocation in New Jersey.
九月份的一天，又肚子痛进医院。
And one day in September, he felt the pain in his stomach again, so we sent him to the hospital.
这次并没有查出出血的状况。
At this time, we did not find out any internal bleeding condition.
医生说这个可能是一种 EB 的一个滤过性病毒 EB virus.
And the doctor commented that perhaps it was caused by some EB virus.
十月份Pacifica 灵恩会我们全家去参加。
October is the spiritual convocation of Pacifica Church, and my entire family went and attend.
施送的时间有人选了336首。
And during the hymn note, someone picked hymn 336.
自从那一次灵恩会以后，我在家里如果没事的时候，这首赞美诗。他的副歌说，英文说 ，Yes, he cares. I know he cares.
And after the spiritual convocation, every time when I have time at home, I will always sing the refrain, Yes, he cares.
因为其他的经节的那些词句，我不知道在讲什么。
because sometimes I don't really understand the meaning of other lyrics. She just sing the refrain because he doesn't know all the words.
然后自从那个时候开始，就每天没有讲话、没有做事情的时候，这个赞美诗就在我内心里面。
That after that, every time if I was not busy, the refrain would just replay in my mind.
在十月份到十二月份之间，他后来变成他的身体已经就是说有一些的对牛奶有敏感。
And start from October to December, they still have some syndrome with his body. For example, he was allergic to milk.
有时候他冰箱一开，看好像什么都不能吃。
And sometimes he opened the refrigerator and found out he cannot eat from any of them.
12月17号那一天他又肚子痛。
December 17th, he feel the pain in his stomach again.
但是他没有紧急要进医院。
But he did not ask us to send him to the emergency room.
所以下午的时候带他去看医生。
In the afternoon, we took him to the doctor.
医生诊断说他是有这个盲肠炎。
And the doctor told us that he has
appendix.
He has an infection in his appendix.
我们就我就赶快带他到医院去登记，然后预备等病房。
And then I rushed to the hospital and tried to register for the hospital room.
等到差不多三四个小时才等到一个病房。
And we wait for 3-4 hours, until we were able to locate a room, a bed for him.
等到九点半左右，已经差不多四五个钟头，没有等到三四个钟头的时候才那个进到开刀房。
And we wait for 3-4 hours.Then he was rushed to the operation room.
在病房等待开刀之那个时候，他说肚子饿。
And while we were waiting for the operation room, he told me that he was hungry.
然后呢，他说他心脏好像呼吸有一点不是很好。
And he feel that he had some difficulties to breathe.
但是他也没有叫痛，什么都就是躺在那里，然后不能动这个床。
And he just lay still on the bed. He didn't complain much.
然后就九点半他进开刀房。
Around 9:30 p.m. He was sent into the operation room.
他一直都是很平安。
And he was peaceful all the way.
进到开刀房一个钟头以后，有医生出来说他内部出血。
And 1 hour after he was sent into the operation, some doctor came out and told me that he had some internal bleeding.
所以请了血管科医生来帮忙。
And therefore, they have found a doctor from other departments to help.
血管 vein
blood vessel. Now, find some physicians that specialize in the vein and blood vessels.
教会黄传道还有其他的负责人在医院来看，也一起帮忙祷告。
And Pastor Huang, also other church councils, also came to the hospital and pray with us.
那我们就我跟我先生就坐在那里等差不多将近五个钟头。
And I and my husband sat in the hospital to wait for about 5 hours.
最后医生全部都出来了。
And after that, all the doctor came out.
我知道是什么事情发生了。
And of course, when I saw them all came out at once, I knew what happened.
我那个时候非常的平静。
And at that time, I was very calm.
赞美诗那一首还是在我心中。
And I still, and the refrain from hymn 336 still replay in my mind.
两位弟兄三更半夜赶到医院陪我到开刀房。
And two brothers rushed all the way to the hospital in the middle of the night to accompany me in the next to the surgery room.
我到开刀房看他平安，我自己也很平安。
And when I went into the room, I saw how he left us peacefully. I feel the peace in my heart.
我就想到这个副歌，神有看顾他。
And I remember the refrain, how God had watched him.
这两位弟兄一直陪着我们到家里，已经清晨五点了。
And two brothers accompany us all the way until we return home, and that was about 5 o'clock in the morning.
我把大儿子跟我婆婆他们叫醒，后来我们就唱这首诗。
And I woke my older son, also my mother-in-law, and then we sang this hymn together.
后来他们就回去了。
And after that, they left.
在那个礼拜天是上礼。
And we held a memorial service on that Sunday.
星期六下午聚完会看到一个很漂亮的彩虹。
And in that afternoon, after the service, I saw a beautiful rainbow.
上礼那天的早上从家里跨出门看到这么漂亮的一个美好的一个天气。
And in the morning of the...on Sunday in the morning when we left the house for the memorial service, I saw the wonderful weather.
神的那个赞美诗给我力量。
And through the hymn, I was strengthened.
我要讲的就是说，他去世以后，有一个小朋友他做了一个梦。
And after he passed away, a little child had a dream.
他梦到说 ，Elliot 他一点都没有忧伤。
And in his dream, he dreamed that Elliot, my second son, shows no sorrow.
他微笑，他很喜乐。
He was smiling and filled with joy.
很满足。
And very satisfied.
有光从他身体出来。
And the little in the dream, he also see the light emit from his body.
越来越光，把他全身都包起来。
So bright to the point that his entire body was covered by the light.
在他离世之前有一封信给这个好朋友。
And before he passed away, he wrote a letter to this little child, his best friend.
他说我要回家。
He said, I'm about to go home.
New Jersey, 新泽西是我的家。
And he said, New Jersey is my home.
天国是我的家。
And heaven is my home.
那你不需要信心。
And there, you do not need to have faith.
不需要盼望。
You do not have hope.
因为你已经在里面了。
Because you are in it.
在他离世以后，有一天的在他离世的离世之后呢，神感动我看了诗篇138篇。
After he passed away, God moved me that I read a verse from Psalm 138.
这里说我要一心称谢你在诸神面前歌颂你。
In verse one, Psalm chapter 138, verse 1, I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise.
我要向你的圣殿下拜。
I will bow down toward your holy temple.
为你的慈爱和诚实称赞你的名。
And I will praise your name for your love and your faithfulness.
因你使你的话显为大。
For you have exalted above all things.
过于你所应许的。
You have exalted all things.Above all things, your name and your words.
我呼求的日子，你就应允我。
When I called, you answer me.
鼓励我。
You encourage me.
使我心里有能力。
You make me bold.
还有139篇。
And Psalm chapter 139.
这边讲到说，第十三节到。十六节
Verse 13 to verse 16.
这里讲到说神创造很奇妙。
Here it says that God's creation is miraculous.
我想这里让大家看，因为时间的关系。
That we shall spend some time to read these verses.
我很感谢神。
I really give thanks to God.
这是我们的盼望。
Because He is our hope.
这几天流的泪水是盼望的泪水，不是忧伤的泪水。
Because now when I shed tear is the tear of hope.
愿一切的荣耀颂赞归给主的圣名。
May all the praise and glory be unto His holy name.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
哈利路亚 ，In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
我很高兴有这个机会跟大家分享我的见证。
I'm so glad to have this opportunity and share with everyone.
其实我这一次来的时候呢，我并没有准备要见证。
At first, when I came to attend this, I did not prepare to testify.
那个礼拜三早上的时候，我在这里早祷会，我就跪在这个地方。
And on Wednesday morning, I was kneeling right here at the morning prayer.
那我很清楚的知道圣灵 叫我说要见证。
And I knew vividly that Holy Spirit told me that I must testify.
所以我那天的早祷会以后，我就去找何执事。
So after the morning prayer, I went to Deacon Ho.
那主要我那个见证是在两年前。那我只有跟几个同龄，还有我妹妹讲。
And the testimony
happened, 很多人都还不知道。
The testimony happened 2 years ago. I only share with my sister and very few brothers and sisters.
我想神是要我把那件事情讲出来。
And I believe God wants me to share what happened with everyone.
我是真耶稣教会第四代的信徒。
I'm the fourth generation in True Jesus Church.
那我的祖父跟父亲他们本来就是属于那个台湾温子教会。台湾彰化县的温子教会。
And my father and my grandfather, they both belong to 温子 Church in Taiwan.
那因为我爸爸呢，从学校毕业以后呢，就来台北的那个台电公司上班。
And my father, upon his graduation, he started working in Taipei in the northern part of Taiwan.
所以我们小孩子呢，我们都是在台北长大的。
Therefore, I and my siblings, we all grew up in Taipei.
那也是小时候就受洗了。
And we were baptized since young.
那我从学校毕业以后呢，我第二年就到台北的马偕医院上班。
And after I graduate, I start working in the hospital in Taipei.
那我结婚了以后呢，生了三个孩子。
After I got married, I gave birth to 3 children.
那两个男孩，一个女孩。
I have 2 boys and 1 girl.
那个时候呢，因为我的公公婆婆呢很喜欢孙子，他也很愿意帮忙我照顾孩子。
And at that time, my in-laws.They like my children and they are willing to help.
那所以呢，我一直没有把工作辞掉，一直的工作。
And because they can help me, therefore I never quit my job to take care of my children.
那我的三个孩子呢，当然也是从小就受洗了。
And of course, my 3 children received baptism while they were young.
那也接受宗教教育。
And they also receive a full religious education.
但是他们长大到中学以后呢？很多的因素让他们呢渐渐不会很喜欢来教会。
But as they grow to junior high, due to various reasons, they did not like to go to church anymore.
那我想有一个原因是因为那个中学开始呢，课业就很多，那有时候补习就跟安息日冲突。
And I believe that one of the reasons that attribute to the situation is because the school became much busier after junior high, and they have to go to supplementary school during Sabbath.
对，那我觉得我的两个儿子呢，慢慢的他们的行为呢，就是越来好不太好。
And I slowly realized that both of my sons, the way that they behave, are deviate from the truth.
对，那我跟我先生看的当然就是很难受，很难过。
And of course, what we saw had grieved me and my husband.
那个时候因为孩子又在青春期，你只要多讲他几句，他一定是就是很不高兴，所以这个亲子关系呢常常弄得很紧张。
And because at that time they also happen to be in their puberty, so that if we say too much, our relationship becomes very tense.
那我因为工作压力越来越大。
And because I was also under great stress at work.
因为我们医院呢，后来变成那个医学中心。
And because the hospital I work for becomes a medical research center.
对，那我又负责那个药局里面一部分的工作。
And I was in charge a portion of work in the pharmaceutical department.
对，那家里的事情也很多。
And to add upon, I also have housework to take care of.
那因为我公公婆婆呢年纪也大了，所以呢身体呢当然是身体就是比较不好一点，那就是需要我们晚辈的去照顾。
And as my in-laws grow in advance in age, their health deteriorate and require more attention.
因此呢，我觉得我每天就是很忙，就像一根蜡烛，两边烧，好像都很快要烧尽了。
That I feel I was like a candle that's burning from both ends, that I was about to be burned out.
那我就常常觉得很累很累。
And I often feel that I was exhausted.
那呢这个时候呢只有跟我妹妹呢谈一谈以后呢就会舒服一点。
And the only way I can lighten my burden is to talk and share with my sister.
因为年纪差不多，然后也遇到的问题也是差不多。
Because we are in the same age and we encounter the similar problem.
那我们常常呢，就是彼此鼓励，彼此带导。
And we often encourage each other and intercede for each other.
就觉得好一点。
And after that, we feel much better.
那个时候呢，我跟我妹妹呢有申请那个美国的移民。
And at that time, I and my sister, we both applied for the American visa.
对，那时候已经
准了。Sorry, American immigration.
那时候就准，已经准许了。
And we both received the permit to move to immigrate to U.S.
但是那个时候呢，我们夫妇呢，其实心情很乱，不晓得是来好还是不来好。
But at that time, I and my husband were very confused. We do not know what is a better way.
对，因为呢，我们已经都是要五十岁了哈，那我们在台湾又有工作，那放弃来这里，那真的是很难呐。我想这个，而且适应环境也很难。
Because around the age of 50, with stable careers in Taiwan, should we give up everything that we have earned and move to a new country?
对，后来我们就决定，就说那我们就跪下来，我们就一起跪下来祷告，求神带领我们前面的路程。
Then we decide that we were going to kneel down and pray and ask God to guide our footstep.
那祷告一段时间以后呢，我们还是没有办法决定要不要来。
After praying for a period of time, we still could not decide if we should immigrate to U.S.
那后来呢，我最小的女儿呢，高中毕业了。
And at that time, my youngest daughter graduated from high school.
那我记得她那天就很可爱，就问爸爸妈妈说，那我要不要努力的准备大学联考啊？
And I still remember that she asked me, she was very adorable, and she asked me that if she should prepare for her college exam.
那我知道那个是 deadline 的，一定要讲一个决定了。
And when she asked me that, I know that's the deadline, I have to make a decision.
对，那我就问我先生。
Then I asked my husband.
那他就说，那我们就还是去美国吧。
And my husband told me, you know what, let's still immigrate to United States.
那因为我从毕业以后呢，就在马偕医院上班，所以那个时候呢，我已经超过25年，我就可以办退休。
And at that time, since my graduation, I worked in the same hospital for 25 years, and I was able to apply for early retirement.
对，那我就跟我的女儿来。
Then I came to United States with my daughter first.
那个时候在2002年的五月底。
That was at the end of May at year 2002.
那我先生呢，还是留在台湾上班。
And my husband stayed in Taiwan.
那跟两个儿子，那时候他们三个在台湾。
And my husband stayed in Taiwan with my two sons.
那我后来第二个儿子是2003年的一月来。
And my second son came to United States in January, year 2003.
那我的老大因为已经在台湾念大学了，那就他就继续在台湾念。
As for my oldest son, he has started a college life in Taiwan, so he continued his education in Taiwan.
那我来到美国以后呢，因为没有上班，所以有很多的时间可以读经跟祷告。
After I came to United States, because I no longer need to work, so I have a lot of time to read the Bible and also pray.
那我是觉得很感谢神。
I really give thanks to God.
因为我这样读经祷告一段时间以后呢，我就发现我自己以前很多教导孩子的方法不对。
Because after I pray and study Bible for a period of time, I then realized that the way I educate my children were wronged in many ways in the past.
那我就跟主耶稣祷告说，那求你赦免我。
Then I pray to God and ask and beg for His forgiveness.
那祈求你赏赐给我力量。
And I also pray to God and ask Him to give me strength.
那今后呢，照你的教训来教导我的孩子。
So that start from today, I can teach my children according to Your way.
对，那虽然小孩子都已经长大了。
Although all my children have grown.
因为最小的都已经高中毕业了。
That the youngest one had graduated from high school already.
但是我想说，只要我肯努力的求神帮助。
But、
一切都不会太晚。
But I know if I can't ask for God's help, nothing is too late.
那从那个时候开始呢，我就真的用信仰第一、健康第二、身体第二、学业第三来教养我的孩子。
And since then, I start to teach my children in a different way that I rely their priority that the faith comes in first, health second, and schoolwork the third.
Yeah.那因为我有很多的时间，白天有很多的时间，所以呢，我常常的祷告。
And because I now have a lot of spare time on hand, so in the morning I can spend a lot of time pray.
但是在这个当中呢，人有时候信心好，有时候信心不好。
But as, of course, during this period of time, I have some fluctuation in my faith.
对，那我现在是在讲两年前的十月的中旬的时候。
Two years ago, during the mid of October.
那个我有几天呢，晚上就睡不好。
For a few days, I couldn't fall asleep.
然后呢，那个安息日呢，又轮到我准备爱餐。
And on that Sabbath, I was assigned to prepare the fellowship meal.
那我又很紧张。
And I was very nervous and tense.
那就更睡不着了。
Therefore, I couldn't sleep at all.
就是到了礼拜五的晚上呢。
Until Friday night.
我就想说，我明天就要煮饭了，那今天一定要睡得着，要不然明天怎么煮？
And I told myself, tomorrow I have to cook for everyone, so I have to be able to fall asleep.
但是去睡的时候还是睡不着。
But when I go to bed, I still could not sleep.
那我记得我在就是已经到安息日的清晨后两点多的时候。
About 2 o'clock in the morning on Sabbath.
我觉得我的头哦，因为很多天没有睡，头已经很痛，快要崩溃，整个人都快崩溃了。
Because I was not able to sleep for a couple of days, I felt the pain in my head, and I feel I was about to collapse.
那我就爬起来祷告。
Therefore, I got up and start to pray.
那非常的奇妙。
It's very amazing.
我祷告没多久呢，圣灵就帮我祷告。
And not long after I prayed, Holy Spirit took over.
圣灵就帮我祷告说，求神赦免我。
And in my prayer, Holy Spirit pray for me and ask God to forgive my transgression.
求神一直祷告说，求神赦免我这样子。
And in my prayer, I continuously ask God to forgive me.
那我才想起来。
Then I remember.
原来我那个礼拜呢，一直为了同龄的一些事情呢，耿耿于怀。
That because during that week, something there was a dispute with members that bothers me for the entire week.
那心里不是很高兴。
And I was very unhappy.
那圣灵就提醒我。
And then Holy Spirit reminded me.
他说同龄之间的要彼此代祷。
That you shall intercede for the brothers and sisters in the church.
切实相爱。
And you have to devote yourself to love one another.
彼此包容。
And you shall bear one for one another.
因为我在祷告前呢，我并没有要祷告这个。
Before my prayer, that was not my intentional prayer.
所以我那次我就很清楚地体会到说，罗马书第八章26节、27节上面所讲的。
That from that prayer, I remember what was said in Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27.
他说我们的软弱有圣灵帮助。
That the Holy Spirit will pray for us.
我们本不晓得当怎样祷告。
Because we do not know how to pray.
只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
But the Holy Spirit will pray for us with an unexpressible groan.
鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思。
And for the one that searches all hearts will understand the will of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
For the Holy Spirit intercede for all the saints according to God's will.
真是太奇妙了。
It is so amazing.
接着我感觉到有一股热流从我的头上下来。
And during the prayer, I felt the heat that came from my head.
我被圣灵大大的充满。
I was filled by the Holy Spirit.
那我就跟主耶稣说。
And then in my prayer, I said to Lord Jesus.
说我为了孩子的事情。
That because of my children.
我家里的事情。
And because what happened in my household.
我常常都弄得很烦，很烦。
That I always I'm so irritated and so annoyed by all these troubles.
而且很难过，很痛苦。
And I feel so burdened and so sad.
请你帮助我脱离苦海。
And please help me to and deliver me from this bitter sea.
这时候呢，圣灵呢就提醒我在保罗在罗马书上面所讲的。
And at that time, Holy Spirit reminded me a verse that was in the book of Romans.
其实我之前呢，我并没有很清，我就是在那个时候呢，就是圣灵让我想起来这些话语非常非常的清楚。
At that time, Holy Spirit revealed those verses to me vividly.
就是罗马书第八章十八节上的。
That was recorded in Romans chapter 8 verse 18.
他说现在的苦楚比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。
In verse 18, I consider that our present sufferings are not worthy comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
那还有哥林多后书第四章十七节。
Also 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17.
我们这自战自清的苦楚，为要成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。
In verse 17, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an external glory that far outweighs them all.
然后圣灵并且告诉我
，And the Holy Spirit also told me.
他说：“只要你专心一意的跟从我
，If you follow God wholeheartedly，
你的先生、你的孩子。”
Then, as for your husband and your sons,
我必带领他们。
I will surely guide their way.
你不用担心。
That you do not have to worry.
不用烦恼。
Do not have to
be troubled. 你要完全的交托。 你要完全的交托。
You have to trust me in all ways.
哦，我听到这些以后，我所有的重担全部放下来。
And after I heard this in my prayer, I let go of all my burdens.
我就可以躺下来睡觉。
And then I was able to lay down and sleep.
我觉得我就像一个婴孩在母亲的怀里。
I feel like I was a little infant in the mother's bosom.
我在天父的怀里。
I am in my heavenly father's bosom.
十分的安心。
Very comforted.
睡着了。
And I fall asleep.
那隔天早上起来。
And the next morning when I woke up.
我就非常的喜乐。
I was filled with joy.
去准备安息日的爱餐。
Then I went to church and prepared for the fellowship meal.
我知道很多的主内的父母呢，为了孩子呢，非常的伤脑筋。
And I know that many parents in the church they are so troubled because of their children.
不管是在台北教会，或是在我现在的 Hillsborough 教会，我都知道。很有这些这样子的同龄。
Whether it's in Taipei Church or in Hillsborough Church, I know many parents that are troubled by their children.
那我们夫妇也是其中之一。
And among them all, me and my husband.
那我在我为孩子祷告的当中
，And during my intercession for my children,
我就跟主耶稣讲
，I pray to the Lord Jesus.
我说。主耶稣啊
，And I say, Lord Jesus,
孩子都是你赐给我们的产业。
That my children are the inheritance that you gave to us.
那我们有责任把它好好的以后交到你的手上。
And it is our sole responsibility to return them to you completely.
那我就跟主耶稣讲说，求你帮助我的孩子能够他们的心能够真正的回到。你的面前来。
And then I pray to Jesus that please help us and help my children so that they can, their heart can turn back to you.
当他们有进步了以后
，And when they improve,
我一定要帮忙其他的同龄有一样问题的人帮忙他们祷告，因为我知道他们的痛苦。
I will try my best to pray and intercede for other brothers and sisters with the same problem because.I know their pain.
对，那从那天呢，我祷告以后，神给我那个体验以后，到现在已经两年半。
And since that night until now, it has been 2.5 years.
那我看到呢，我的孩子。
And as I look at my children,
真的都一直在进步。
That they make progress every day.
就是主耶稣跟我讲的。
And this is I was told by Jesus Christ.
对，他说只要你。专心的跟从我。
Say as long as I can follow him wholeheartedly.
我一定会带领他们。
He will surely guide their way.
你要完全的放心。
You have to have the confidence in God.
所以我想，我们，因为我想父母呢都很重视孩子。
And of course, every parent they care so much about their children.
我记得一个姐妹跟我讲。
I still remember a sister told me.
她是含着泪跟我讲。
And he told me with tear in her eyes.
她说现在我们都五十几岁了，事业也不必再追求，因为已经差不多是极限了。
And she told me that now we are all around age of 50, we do not have to spend much effort in our career.
那她的孩子。也是不太喜欢来教会。
And her children does not like to, her children do not like to come to church.
然后学业也是没有很没有也是没有办没有很努力在他的学业上。
And they were not putting any effort in their education.
所以呢，他也是经常的在为他的孩子祷告。
Therefore, she told me that she always pray for her children.
所以呢，当我看到他这样子的时候呢，我就是从心里呢，跟主耶稣讲说，主耶稣啊，也祈求你帮帮他。
And after what I heard, I also prayed to God and asked God to help her.
那其实我们两个就彼此代祷。
And after that, we start to intercede for each other.
那后来我们就觉得说，其实呢，神就借着这个我们的孩子的表现这样子，让我们检讨我们的信仰。
And sometimes I feel that through our children, God asks us to once again re-examine our faith.
假如今天我们孩子都很顺利，你的什么事情都很顺利的时候
，Today if everything went smoothly in our life，
你可能就不会去检讨自己很多的事情。
Perhaps you will not examine yourself。
对，所以我觉得神都会利用一些事情呢，让你觉得很重要的事情。
And many things that we deem important in our life，
发生的一些问题
，that God would allow some trouble to occur。
那你用我们自己人的力量呢，没办法解决。
The trouble is beyond our human effort.
所以呢，你一定会把这个事情呢，放在祷告里。
That the only way out is through prayer.
那其实呢，我们借着祷告呢，让我们的信仰也进步了很多。
And through our prayer, it helps us to enhance our spirituality.
那有几节经节是我很喜欢的。
There are a few verses I enjoy so much.
我想大家这个都很熟悉哈，《腓立比书》第四章
，Philippians chapter four，
第六节到第七节
，Philippians chapter four verse 6 and 7。
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。还有就是《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章16节到18节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5
verse 16 to verse 18.
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16 to verse 18.
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督里向我们所定的旨意。这个是神向我们定的旨意。
And this is God's will.
所以呢，我们呢要真的是要常常的喜乐。
That we must rejoice all the time.
那我是觉得怎么样才能够喜乐？要不住的祷告。
So the only way we can rejoice all the time is through prayer.
那凡事谢恩。
That we give thanks in all things.
这样子我们才有办法喜乐。
Only by doing so, we can have a joyful life.
因为我们知道说，我们在主里最可贵的就是平安跟喜乐。
Because in Christ, the most precious thing that we receive is peace and joy.
所以我们在我们遇到事情的时候呢
，When we are in trouble,
我们应该要很勇敢的来到神的面前。
That we must come to Him, boldly.
求他的连续。
That we beg for His mercy.
那我们就会蒙恩惠。
Then we shall receive His grace.
只要我们求的是合他的旨意，
As long as what we ask is according to His will,
他一定会帮助我们的。
Then He will surely help us.
愿一切荣耀都归于天上的真神。
May all the praise and glory be unto His name.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主耶稣的圣名做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
我今天要见证的是我如何到真耶稣教会来。
And I would like to testify how I come to True Jesus Church.
从小我就是一个天主教徒，念的也是天主教会的小学。
Since young, I was a believer of a Catholic, and I also studied the Catholic school.
我从来也没有读过圣经，也没有体验过神。
I never studied Bible, nor did I experience God.
长大以后，我四周的人都拜拜，我也跟着拜拜。
And after I grew up, everyone around me, they worship idols, so I follow them.
到美国来念书以后，我看见这个国家发展得非常好。
And after I came to United States for education, I found out this country grows so powerfully.
它的生活环境比在我台湾 的环境好很多。
And the living environment and the living standard is much better than that of Taiwan.
我就开始思想，中国的历史这么久，光是经验的累积都应该比美国要好才对。
And then I start to ponder upon this. I feel that things we have in China we have so much we have accumulated all these years experience. Our development is supposed to be much better than United States.
我就开始分析哪边的不同，我发现美国跟我们中国最大的不同是宗教的不同。
Then I start to analyze this issue and found out that the biggest difference is our religion.
而且我发现这个美国是以神为主的国家，你看他们的钱上面写 In God We Trust.
Then I found out that in United States, this country was built centered around God. Even on the belt, you can see that they print In God We Trust.
而且在我们当美国公民宣誓的时候，是那个 immigration officer 带着我们向神宣誓，而不是向美国总统宣誓。
And also, when we convert to U.S. citizens, we have to take an oath to our God, not to the U.S. president.
所以我假设这个美国这么发展的这么好，是神的祝福。
Therefore, I made an assumption that the U.S. was able to grow so powerfully because of God's blessing.
在一个偶然的机会里头，我看见一个诺贝尔文学奖赛珍珠的自传。
And in one of the occasion, I happened to read autobiography from the winner of a Nobel Prize.
他的自传里头提到，他爸爸是一个传教士，从美国到中国大陆去传教。
And during her autobiography, she described her father as a
minister,
as a minister who took a missionary trip in China.
他父亲经常不在家，一出门就是好几个月。
And most often, her father would not be home. That every time, he would travel for months.
经常是徒步的传福音，从一个乡村到另外一个乡村。
And most often, her father will travel from one village to the next by foot.
而且还提到他的母亲，因为他的父亲不在家，非常的寂寞。
And also, she described her mother, who happened to be so lonely because her father were always away from home.
我就开始思想，一个人为什么他可以放弃这么舒适的生活到中国去传教呢？
And again, I start to meditate upon this question. How could a person give up the luxurious life in U.S. and and went to China for the missionary trip?
到一个这么落后的国家，放下妻小，徒步传讲神国的话。
To let go of her family, her wife and children, and travel to an underdeveloped country and walk around to preach the gospel.
只有两个可能。
And I come up with two possibility.
一个是脑袋坏掉了。
First possibility that this person is insane.
一个就是有一个爱在他的后面，非常非常大的爱感动他这么做。
And the second possibility is that this person was inspired by a great love.
我不认为赛珍珠的父亲脑筋有问题。
And of course, I do not believe that her father was insane.
我认为应该是在他的背后有一个很大的爱在感动他。
And I believe that there must be some kind of great love that move him and make him do so.
不但如此，神还祝福他，给他一个非常有智慧的女儿得诺贝尔文学奖。
Not only that, God blessed him greatly and gave him a daughter that's so wise that received the Nobel Prize.
我心里很激动，我一定要去查证我的假设正不正确。
And I was so compelled that I make the determination I must prove my research.
所以我开始读经。到每个教会去。
Then I start reading Bible on my own and visiting all different denominations.
我刚开始想，如果今天一个人想要吃好的中国菜，他一定想到纽约、加州才可以吃到好的中国菜。
And I told myself, if a person wants to eat a delicious Chinese food, then they will go to either New York or California.
我如果要找一个正确的教会，我应该要找全部都是外国人的教会，因为这个基督教是起源于西方。
And I, from the same analysis that if I want to find the genuine Christianity, I have to find a church that was composed with all Caucasians.
我开始找教会，而且我在每天睡觉前的祷告，我一定祷告一段话。
And not only I start searching for church for the right church, every night before I go to sleep, I will always pray with the same sentence.
我祷告这个创造宇宙万物的神，我相信你的存在，请你。
In my prayer, I would say that God that created heaven and earth, the whole universe, I believe your existence.
请你带领我到一个教会，是你认为敬拜你最正确的教会。
Please guide me to a church that that worship you in the most correct way.
我祷告这句话，祷告了好几年。
And I pray with the same phrase for several years.
我去过浸信会、长老会、台福教会。
And I went to all different denominations such as Church of Baptism and a Presbyterian Church.
我跟约和华的见证者查经查了半年。
And I spent half an year to study Bible with Jehovah's Witness.
那个时候啊，大家都知道哈，这个夫妻刚结婚啊，夫妻的有程度的，刚结婚的妻子一定是爱妻，一段时间以后一定是糟糠，小孩子生完以后变成垃圾。我那个时候是爱妻，所以我先生也都陪着我到各个教会去。
And as we all know, for the newly married couple, the wife in the first during the beginning of the marriage, the wife is beloved.And after a period of time, it becomes the housewife. And after you give birth to a child, you become extra.
Trash.
Oh, I don't want to use the word trash.
Okay. 那有一次呢，我听说美国犯罪率最低的地方是犹他州。
And once I heard that the lowest crime rate in United States is in the Utah.
因为犹他州大部分都是摩门教徒，所以我就开始读摩门经。
And because most of the people in Utah are Mormons, so I start reading their scriptures.
可是摩门经跟我想象中差太远了哈，所以后来我放弃了。
But their scriptures are so different from what I believe, so I gave up.
最后我还是回到了天主教。
And at the end, I returned to Catholic.
因为天主教敬拜神的方式，我认为是最严肃。因为这个神这么伟大，我们敬拜他是应该要用很严肃的方式来敬拜他。
Because I feel that Catholic, the way that they worship God is the most solemn and the most serious.
我只要听到任何一个方式可以接近神，我都不放弃。
And if I heard any way that can draw near to God, I will go and find out.
天主教在复活节前一个礼拜，他们称为 Holy Week.
And before the day of Easter, the week before the Easter, they called it the Holy Week.
在那个 Holy Week, 你不能吃肉，只能吃素的。
And during the Holy Week, you have to be a vegetarian.
我不是一个吃素的人。所以吃素起来是相当的痛苦。我那个礼拜没有吃肉。
And as for meat, it was most painful that I was not able to eat any meat.
可是一个礼拜过后，我非常的高兴，因为如果吃素那个礼拜我可以接近神的话，我没有错过这个机会。
But usually after that week, I will be so glad because I will feel that if by not eating meat, that will draw me closer to God, then I am closer to God.
不过我没有接近神啊。
But of course, in reality, I didn't get any closer to Him.
我新约读了好几遍啊，看到圣经里面提到圣灵很多次，我不知道是什么东西。
And I read the New Testament over and over several times. I read over the word Holy Spirit many times, but I do not know what it means.
有一次我碰到一个人，他告诉我，圣灵就是神的灵降在人的身上，然后那个人会讲出一个听不懂的语言。
And I still remember once a person that I encountered, he told me that Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God that will come upon man, and then this person will speak an unknown tongue.
我那天非常的高兴，我高兴的晚上都睡不着觉。
That on that night, I was so happy, I couldn't even go to sleep.
因为我证实了圣灵它不是历史书。
Because on that day, I'd prove that the Holy Spirit is not only something exists in the history.
我也没有想到神跟人的距离可以这么近，他的灵可以降临在人的身上。
And it never occurred to me that man can be so close to God that even his spirit can come upon man.
我开始找这个有圣灵的人。
And after that, I start looking around for a person with this spirit.
我想看看这个有圣灵的人，他跟一般的人到底有哪里不同？为什么神的灵愿意降在他的身上呢？
Because I want to find out what is the differences with this person compared to others. Why would the spirit of God be upon him?
我不知道在哪里去找，这个是真的是大海捞针哦。
But of course, I have no idea where to start of my on my search.
我用最笨的方式，也是我唯一的方式，就是我碰到基督徒就问。
And I start with the most primitive way, which is also my only way that I ask this question to every Christian that I run into.
只要人告诉我他是基督徒，我一定问他说：“你知不知道神的灵降在人的身上，可以讲出一种听不懂的语言？你有没有看过这种人
？”And then every Christians that I met, I will ask them the same question that Do you know that God's Spirit can be upon man, and then they will utter an unknown tongue? Have you seen anyone like this?
我的答案都是 negative 的。
And of course, all my answers are negative.
有一天，我一个朋友要我去当电灯泡。
And one day, one of my friends invited me to join his date.
然后
join her date.
我就去了。
Therefore, I went.
然后嘛，另外一个人也带了一个电灯泡。
And it happened that his or her date also bring another friend along.
那我们电灯泡没事做就聊天。
And since it happened that.As we were left out from the entire date, so we start our conversation.
那个电灯泡呢，告诉我说他太太是个基督徒。
And at that time, the other person, the other friend, told me that his wife is a Christian.
人还在台湾，还没有到美国来。
But she is in Taiwan. She has not yet been in U.S.
我连这个机会都不放弃了，人在台湾哦。
That even as I heard that she is in Taiwan, I still grabbed the opportunity.
我就跟他说，你有机会跟你太太讲电话的时候，你可不可以问他，知不知道有一种人，圣灵降在他身上，他可以讲出一种听不懂的语言。
And I say to him that if you have the chance, please call your wife and ask her if she knows a type of person that received the spirit from God that they will speak a kind of unknown language.
他跟我说不用不用不用打，我知道。
And then he told me that no, I don't have to make this phone call because I know I have the answer for you.
他说他太太的教会哦，很多人都会这样子。
And he told me that the church that his wife, the church that his wife went goes to, many people can do the same.
我说不对不对，这个人几万个基督徒才有一个，怎么可能很多人会这样子呢？
And I told him that no, this doesn't sound right because only one out of thousands can do that. How is it possible for her church to for so many people in her church that can speak in tongue?
他就跟我讲说是真的，是真的。
And then he told me it's true.
所以我那天跟他聊到十一点多。
That I engaged in conversation with him until 11 p.m.
我心里面充满了希望。
I was filled with hope.
然后我回家。我们家被小偷闯空门。
And when I got home, my house got robbed.
我先生不在，那时候我没有小孩，我先到阿根廷去出差，我一个人打911，然后警察带了一只狼狗在我们家找的，然后就走了。
And on that night, because my husband happened to be on a business trip in Argentina, and I was alone at home, so I called 911, and the police show up with a German Shepherd, sniff around, found nothing, and then they left.
我们家被翻得乱七八糟，我的首饰啊，结婚戒指，通通都被偷走了。
And I got a break in, and the thief took away all my jewelry and even my wedding ring.
我还记得我一个人坐在车库里面一直哭，想说如果我不跟人家谈圣灵的事，我们家就不会被闯空门。
And I was crying by myself in the garage, and I thought to myself, if I do not talk about the Holy Spirit, then perhaps then I will not have this breaking.
过不久，这个电灯泡的太太就到美国来了。
And not long after, this person's wife came to United States from Taiwan.
我从小的个性就不太喜欢跟陌生人讲话，所以我跟这个林姐妹约了一个时间去问她教会的事情，也是要有一点勇气。
Since young, I do not like to talk to strangers, so it took some courage for me to call the sister and make the appointment with her to discuss about the Holy Spirit.
我跟他谈了，他告诉我他的教会受洗要用活水洗。
And during my conversation with her, she told me that in her church, you have to be baptized in the living water.
守安息日要守第七日的安息日。
That you have to keep the Sabbath on the seventh day.
求圣灵，圣灵要用求的。
Then you have to pray for the Holy Spirit.
而且最容易求到的地方是灵恩布道会。
And the easiest way is to pray for the Holy Spirit during the spiritual convocation.
好，我问他为什么守第七日安息日，他解释给我听。
And then I asked her, why do you keep Sabbath on the seventh day? Then she explained to me.
我问他为什么要在活水里头受洗，他解释不出来。
But I asked her, why do we need to baptize in the living water? She doesn't know how to explain.
所以我回家一边开车一边想，为什么要在活水？他为什么不能证明给我看，说这个是正确的
？On the way driving home, I thought to myself, why do we need to be baptized in the living water? Why can't, how come she cannot prove to me that baptized in living water is right?
可是我知道有一点点不一样，就是我的心里很激动。
I realized something was different because my heart was compelled.
回到家。我一直在想为什么要在活水受洗，为什么要在活水受洗。
Now, when I got home, all the way, I still ponder upon this question, why do we need to be baptized in living water?
我把圣经拿起来坐下来。
And when I took the Bible and sit down,
我也不知道看哪里，我一打开。
I have no idea where to start, so I just flip the Bible.
这么厚的圣经我只打开。
And all these pages, when I flip it open,
就看见主耶稣下约旦河受洗。
And what I read is Jesus went down to Jordan River and be baptized.
但神真的是很奇妙。
God is so miraculous.
他没有给我翻到旧约说，我厌恶你的池子，我什么东西，那个我就看不懂了。他就用最简单的方式，主耶稣下到约旦河，主耶稣就是这样子受洗的，所以你要跟他一样。
That God is so merciful that he did not show me any difficult verses from the Old Testament, but he made it so simple for me that Jesus Christ was baptized in a river, so do likewise.
我认为神在告诉我就是这样子。
And I feel that God was telling me that this is the way, period.
所以我主动邀请这个林姐妹跟她的先生，她先生没有受洗，只有她。
And at that time,
一起来守第七日的安息日。
At that time, I took the initiative to invite Sister Lynn and her husband, who was not a believer, to come to my house and observe the Sabbath.
我还没有很确定说他跟我讲的这个是可以接近神的方式，可是我愿意去做。
And of course, I was not sure if all the things that she told me can draw me closer to God, but I was willing to give a try.
如果我试的话，我体验到神，我就知道我找到了神。如果我没有体验到神，我会到另外一个教会去找。
Because if I can experience God, then I have found the true church. If not, it's time for the next stop.
所以我们三个人开始守安息日。
So three of us start to keep the Holy Sabbath on the seventh day.
这个林姐妹她受洗两年，她没有圣灵，所以我们三个人守安息日还是没看到圣灵，还是要。
And Sister Lynn had been baptized for 2 years, but she did not receive Holy Spirit. So basically, in our service, three of us, nobody has Holy Spirit.
可是我愿意等。
But I was willing to wait.
有一天，这个林姐妹她跟我说，她的妈妈很关心她的信仰，所以跟加州的传道联络。那加州的传道知道佛罗里达有一个家庭是我们教会的信徒，就是在 Tampa, 然后就联络上了。
And the sister Lynn told me one day that her mother cared very much about her faith, so her mother contacted some pastor in California, and the pastor told her that they do have a family, church members in Tampa. That's our church member.
他说Tampa 的那个 family 要来拜访他。
And she said that the family in Tampa wanted to visit her.
我就主动的邀请他们到我们家聚会。
So I took the initiative to invite the family along with Sister Lynn and her family to hold service in my house.
所以1993年的5月4号是我第一次听见看见圣灵是什么东西。
May 4th, 1993 is my first encounterance with Holy Spirit.
然后那个家庭邀请我们在六月中旬的时候在 Tampa 有举办一个灵恩布道会，他邀请我们去参加，我答应了。
And the family also invited us to join the spiritual convocation in Tampa during the mid of June that year.
在灵恩布道会之前，他们又再下来拜访我们一次，大概在六月初的时候。
In the beginning of June, the family came down and visited us again.
我一直很想受洗。
And I have the urge to be baptized.
可是那个林姐妹跟我说，我们教会不随便帮人家受洗。
But Sister Lynn told me that in our church, we do not baptize for everyone.
如果我没有慕道半年或者一年，我不可能在真耶稣教会受洗的。
Unless I start true seeking for half a year or 1 year, TJC will not baptize you.
所以那次的聚会，我们是听录音带。
And during that service, we listened to the cassette.
我完全没有办法专心听，我也不知道他在讲什么东西，因为我一直在想我要不要开口要求我要受洗。
And during that service, I wasn't able to pay any attention because in my heart, I was wondering if I should ask to be baptized.
我内心一直挣扎，后来决定说还是不要问好了，被拒绝的感觉实在不太好。
And I was struggling. At the end, I decided not to ask because it doesn't feel so good to be rejected.
好，当我决定好不要提出来，我就开始专心听那个 tape.
And after I decide in my heart that I wouldn't ask to be baptized, I start to pay attention to the cassette.
好，一听那个录音带。杨长老就说：“请翻《使徒行传》22:16。”
When I start paying attention in the cassette, the first thing I heard is by Elder Jiang Yang. He said that please read Acts chapter 22.
没有第二句话哦，这真的是第一句话哦。
This is the first sentence that I heard.
现在你为什么单言呢？起来求告他的名受洗，洗去你的罪。
In Acts chapter 22, it says.Why are you delayed? Get up and be baptized to wash away your sin.
我非常的高兴，我认为神叫我去受洗。
I feel so joyful because I know that God asked me to be baptized.
今天如果神要我去受洗，我认为我就一定可以受洗的成。
But because I believe today, if God asked me to be baptized, then I will definitely be able to be baptized.
我非常的高兴。
I was so happy.
所以聚会完，我马上就提出我要受洗。
And after the service, I have request to be baptized.
他们跟我说他要问传道。
Then the family told me that they have to ask the pastor.
我说你给我电话号码，我去说服传道。
Then I told them that give me the phone number of the pastor. I will go and talk to him myself.
他说叫我不要急，他会帮我联络。
And they tried to calm me down and told me that they will contact for me.
In
the past, due to my weak health, it was not easy for me to conceive.
我即使怀孕也很容易流产。
That even as I conceive, it's very easy for me to lose the child.
结果在灵恩布道会之前，我发现我怀孕了。
Before the spiritual convocation, I have found out that I was pregnant.
医生要我要躺在床上，不能起床。
And the doctor told me that I have to lie on the bed, that I was not allowed to get up.
那到6月13号的时候，我决定我还是要去 Tampa 参加灵恩布道会。
June 13th, I decided that I was still going to attend the spiritual convocation at Tampa.
因为我想说，今天这个我相信这个宇宙全部的生命都是这个神创造的。今天我怀孕，他一定有这个能力来保守我不流产。
Because I thought to myself, this God that I believe is the creator and the controller of the universe and all the life, and today I'm pregnant and.He can help me so that I will not lose the child.
我去天吧，我是要去敬拜他，他一定会保守我。
That I am on the way to Irvine to worship him, to Tampa. I'm on the way to Tampa to worship him, so for sure he will protect me.
我先生非常的生气。
My husband was furious.
他认为我走火入魔。
And he feel that I was insane.
他叫我不准去，他说如果我去的话，后果自己负责。
And he told me that I was not allowed to go to attend the spiritual convocation or else.
我也没有问他。
To bear all the consequence myself, what did I get myself into?
我哭一哭，哭完了，情绪发泄完了，脑筋就比较清楚，我就开始想，不对。
And after I cried and released my emotions,I was able to think soundly again.
我决定要来参加灵恩布道会受洗在先，怀孕在后，所以我决定还是留下来受洗。
And I thought to myself, I first make the decision to come down and be baptized. Then I found out that I was pregnant, so I still want to stay and complete the whole task.
万一我真的流产的话, 如果我找到了神, 神还是让我有机会再有另外一个 baby.
If, God forbid, if I really lose my child, I believe that after baptism, God will surely grant me another child.
所以我就打个电话跟我先生说, 我决定留下来。
Then I called my husband again and told him that I decide to stay.
第二天早上, 我肚子痛得, 没有办法下床。
And the next morning, I was so painful that I couldn't get off the bed.
然后传道跟几个弟兄姐妹就到我的 hotel 开始跪在地上帮我祷告。
And the pastor and some brothers and sisters came visit me in the hotel, and they kneeled down to pray for me.
然后就把我带到 聚会的地方。
And after that, they took me to the place that they held service.
那天 在中午的祷告的时候, 有一个弟兄看见 主耶稣跟两个天使从天上降下来。
During the noon prayer, a brother saw a vision that Jesus came down with two angels.
我高兴得不得了。
I was so happy.
这个就是我所期待的。
Because that's what I was waiting for.
那天晚上我又高兴得睡不着, 前天晚上哭, 那天晚上高兴得不得了。
And on that night, again, I was so happy, so joyful, I couldn't fall asleep.
隔天我就去受洗了。
And the next day, I received baptism.
受洗完我们就回迈阿密。
After the baptism, we went back to Miami.
我没有得到圣灵。
I did not receive Holy Spirit.
隔天我在家里祷告, 得到圣灵。
The next day, when I pray at home by myself, I received Holy Spirit.
我正在enjoy圣灵的时候, 电话铃响了。
While I was enjoying the prayer in Holy Spirit, the phone rang.
那个林姐妹打电话跟我说, Caroline, Caroline, 你不会流产了。
And the sister Lin called me and told me that Caroline, you will not lose your child.
她说神的应许下来了。
Because God had made His promise.
我没有听懂了, 她就跟我说,
I did not understand.
她就跟我说, 在 我们礼拜 礼拜六的聚会里头, 有一个姐妹看到两个异象。
And she told me that during the Sabbath service, a sister saw two visions.
第一个异象,
the first vision.
看见我全身穿白色的衣服, 抱一个, 没有穿衣服的婴儿。
And in her vision, she saw me dressing in white, holding a baby without any clothes.
第二个异象,
and the second vision.
他看见一双手, 没有看到脸。
And he saw a pair of hands without seeing the face.
抱着一个婴儿, 穿着浅蓝色的衣服。
And in this vision, she saw the person dressing in light blue, a sky blue, holding a baby. The baby was in sky blue. Was dressed in light blue.
脸上有两滴眼泪.
And there are two drops of tears on the baby's face.
然后眼睛大大圆圆的东张西望.
And the baby had big eyes that's rolling and looking around.
后来那双手不见了。
And after that, the hand disappeared.
那个婴儿悬在空中。
And the baby hovering in the air.
不久有另外一双手来抱着这个婴儿。
Not long after, another pair of hands reached over and held the baby.
一样没有看到头。
Again, she did not see the face.
可是她可以看到她穿的是白色的长袍跟两个大翅膀。
And she saw that the person was dressing in white, a pure white robe with a pair of wings.
所以我们知道是, 天使。
We know that, that is the angel.
后来天使又不见了, 原来的那双手又回来抱那个婴儿。
And after that, the angel disappeared, the original hand appeared to hold the baby again.
那个看异象的那个姐妹, 她不知道那双手是谁的手。
And the sister who saw the vision, she did not know whose hand was it.
那刚好我坐在他的前面, 我的手在弄我的头发, 他就看到说, 哦, 这双手就是异象里面的手。
And I was sitting in front of her, I was arranging my hair, and when she saw my hand, she remembered that's the hand that's holding the baby.
然后他看到异象, 他不敢讲, 因为怕传道叫他到前面做见证。
the sister did not want to share the did not dare to share the vision because she was afraid the pastor will ask her to come to the front and testify.
隔天另外一个不同的姐妹又一样看到这两个异象。
And the next day, a different sister saw the same two visions again.
她也不敢讲。
And this sister did not dare to share either.
所以一直到灵恩布道会完，他们私底下讲才知道说两个人都看到一模一样的两个异象。
Only after the spiritual convocation, when they happened to have a conversation, and they found out that they both saw the same visions.
所以第一个意象，白色的衣服抱着一个婴孩，应该是很明显，就知道说我会受洗，我会有一个小孩。
So the first vision seems very obvious that I would be baptized and dressed in white robe, and I would have a child.
第二个意象，我唯一能够 figure out 的是浅蓝色的衣服，应该我肚子里的小孩是个 boy.
And in the second vision, the only way I can make out of it is that since the baby.Dressed in sky blue, it must be a boy.
So I 就问这个林姐妹知不知道是什么意思呢
？And then I asked Sister Lin if she know the meaning of it.
她说她不知道，然后我自己也没有智慧，不知道可以祷告求神让我明白，我也不懂这些东西。
And I did not know much about the meaning of this visions. I did not have the knowledge that I can pray to God for the wisdom.
其实第二个意象是一个预言。
And the second vision indeed served as a prophecy.
Okay, 我生我儿子难产。
And I was having some difficulties to give birth to my child.
所以我生完产以后有很严重的产后并发症。
So the after I gave birth, I was having a lot of physical trouble.
我生完产我。不能下床，我不能抱小孩，我不能做家事。
And after I gave birth, I was not able to get off the bed. I couldn't hold my baby, nor could I do any housework.
我非常非常的 frustrated.
I was really frustrated.
我在床上躺了好几个月。
And I lied on my bed on the bed for several months.
我很绝望，可是有一天我忽然想到第二个意象。
I was desperate until one day I thought about the second vision.
小孩子脸上两滴眼泪，眼泪代表不好的事情。
And in the vision that there are two drops of tears on the baby's face, on the baby's face.
所以我生病就是不好的事情。
And that represents something bad happened, that was referring to my sickness.
所以我抱着他手不见了，就是我不能抱他。
And as the in the vision that the hand disappeared, the hand that was holding the baby disappeared, which means I was not able to hold my baby.
后来天使来抱他，神会亲自替我照顾我的儿子。
But then in the vision, the hand of the angel appeared, which tells me that God will take care of my baby.
我的手后来又回来抱他，哎，这就表示我的病会好。
And then in the vision that the angel disappeared, then my hand was able to hold the baby again, which is telling me that I will be cured.
所以我就很高兴，我就开始下床。
I was so happy, so I got off bed.
我的病没有马上好。
Of course, my illness did not get cured immediately.
可是后来还是好了。
But afterward, it was cured.
然后两年之后，我又生了我女儿。
After 2 years, I was conceived and gave birth to my daughter.
我是在1995年的十一月到北卡去参加一个聚会。
In the November 1995, I went to North Carolina to attend a church service.
那次也是周慧嘉传道。
And at that time, it happened to be Pastor Zhou.
在最后一个祷告的时候，他在替我按手的时候。
During the last prayer, when he was laying hand on me.
我跟神说我还要一个 baby.
I pray to God and say that I want another baby.
如果他愿意，请他给我一个 baby.
If it is his will, please give me another child.
九个月之后，我生了我女儿。
After 9 months, I gave birth to my daughter.
当我听到有些人他们找寻神的过程非常的容易。
And every time when I heard testimony of how easy for some people to find God.
充满了恩典，丝毫没有困难。
那 their search was so simple without any difficulties.
我心里很难过。
I feel so sad.
比方说，这个小周传道，他说他找教会，就看到教会在他家门口。
For example, the other pastor Joe, when he testified that he was looking for church, and then he opened the door, he found the church right across from his house.
他一慕道没有受洗就得圣灵。
That he came to church before receive baptism, he received Holy Spirit.
所以我发现哦，这个属灵的世界里头也是重男轻女。
And perhaps in the spiritual realm, they also care more about male than female.
我必须要经过这样几经波折，经历过这么多不同的教会，还冒着流产的危险才得跨进门槛。
That I have to go through so much trouble, difficulties, agonizing moments before I can enter the threshold of the true church.
让我的感觉我是桌子下的狗。
Make me feel that I was the dog underneath the table.
可是许多年过去以后，我回头看这件事情。
But after so many years passed, when I look back,
我看见神是他如何细心的在栽种我。
And I found out how much care and attention that God paid on me to cultivate me.
他是如何的在为我的信仰扎根。
And how was he paid so much attention on me to help me to root it in my faith?
就是因为我去过了这么多个教会
，because I have gone through so many different denominations，
所以我知道真耶稣教会是唯一神同在的教会。
That I can be so sure and be so firm that True Jesus Church is the only church with the abidance of God，
就是因为我亲身的经历
，and because of my all of my personal experience。
我可以很肯定的告诉信徒、非信徒，真耶稣教会是神所喜悦的教会，敬拜他最正确的教会。
I can be so confident to tell all the believers or non-believers that True Jesus Church is the only church that was pleased in God's eyes.
所以在往后的日子里头，即使我在教会里面看见人的软弱、教会的软弱，我也不至于离开教会。
That in the later days,Even though I have seen so many weaknesses of men, I would not leave the church.
因为我刻骨铭心地知道真耶稣教会是得救的教会。
Because I have such a deep impression that I know for sure that True Jesus Church is the church that will save me.
我感谢神，他默默地带领我。
I give thanks to God for his guidance.
当我到他同在的教会，他用神迹奇事很肯定地告诉我，这是他所喜悦的教会。
When I finally come to his church, he led me with all the miracle and signs to show me that this is his church.
我感谢我主，他拣选我成为他的子民。
And I give thanks to the Lord for choosing me to become his children.
并赐我他的圣灵，让我成为能大海里头的一根针。
That also grant me the to give me the Holy Spirit so that I become one of the many.
感谢我主，让我有机会做个母亲。
And also give thanks to God that I have the opportunity to be a mother.
当我看到我两个小孩，我就看见神的恩典。
Every time when I look at my children, I see God's grace.
而且透过我对两个小孩子的爱，我更能了解天父是如何的爱我们。
And through the way I love my children, I can furthermore experience God's love to me.
一切的荣耀颂赞只属于天上的真父。
May all the glory and praise be unto our heavenly Father.
Amen.
Amen.
我们要归荣耀给神。
May all the glory be unto God's name.
主耶稣说：“你们祈求就给你们。”
Jesus Christ said, "Ask, it shall be given unto you."
寻找就寻见。
Seek and you shall find.
叩门就给你们开门。
Knock and the door will be opened unto you.
愿荣耀归给神。
May all the glory be unto his name.
我们一起来默祷。
Pray in silence.